tricks, treachery, and trouble. That's what looms up out of the Indochina jungle plantation land for Terry Lee, young American, and his friends. But they've had good luck, too, as you'll hear about in today's transcribed adventure. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Now more than ever, it's up to all of us Americans to keep as strong and well as we possibly can. That's one of the best contributions we can make to winning the war. To keep well, you must eat the right things. And the right things can be swell tasting, too. Take Libby's Tomato Juice, for instance. Why, gosh, it's got a lot to offer. It gives you four extremely important vitamins. Yes, Libby's Tomato Juice is an excellent source of vitamin C and vitamin A, and a good source of vitamin B1 and vitamin C. No wonder it's such a good idea to drink this fine tomato juice every single day. And boy, is it a treat. The red ripe juice of prized tomatoes. Refreshing, zippy, delicious. That's Libby's Tomato Juice. You know, every food that Libby can is famous for its goodness. Fruits and vegetables, meats and juices. You can count on anything labeled Libby's to taste just grand. You can count on nutritional value, too. Because Libby takes extra care to guard the vitamins and minerals and other food values that we need. Right after the show, boys and girls, ask your mother if she won't please get some, Libby's Tomato Juice. Ask her to look for the name Libby's on other canned goods, too. Libby's is spelled L-I-B-B-Y-S. And now, Terry and the Pirates. The Pirates, in this case, happen to be Baron de Plexus and his gang, who have a plantation not far from the village of Laokai. Also a secret landing field from which they expect to carry out certain evil schemes. These plans are known to Terry and Pat Ryan, who have accidentally found Dylan King, the manager of another nearby plantation. Dylan, who is April's oldest brother. He has been imprisoned below ground in a ruined heathen temple in the jungle. But Terry and Pat were also trapped in this temple. Meanwhile, April Kane, Connie, and Big Stoop waited at Madame Stoop's small hotel for word from the men. And then an unsigned note, a scribbled map, led Connie and Big Stoop to the ancient temple. There they found the secret entrance to the place. And now...
what mongrel. Whew, fresh air and we're free again. Wow. Oh, this is wonderful. Top of the morning on top of the ground. Well, open up, lungs, and get a load of that sunshine and air.
Well, Terry, whatever you're saying goes double for me.
Boy, does it feel good to come out of that temple and sit here in the daylight.
It most certainly does, Miss Lee. And I owe you my undying thanks, you and your friend, for this opportune rescue.
Well, I guess Pat and I guess we owe Connie and Big Stoop our undying thanks, too, Mr. Kane. Don't forget, we were locked down in that hole with you, and if Connie and Super hadn't come along...
Yeah, if they hadn't opened that message addressed to you, and if there hadn't been a map, and if... In other words, if we hadn't come to Laokai, all this wouldn't have happened.
By the way, where is the Chinese boy, Connie, and his friend?
Oh, Connie and Super around here. They go wandering off investigating things.
Well, I'm certainly glad they investigated this old temple. Well,
did Connie give you that message, Terry, the one addressed to you?
Yeah. Here it is. I can't think of anyone who would send this to me. Unless it was Slugger Dunn.
Let's see, it says, "Kid, you and your buddy are nice lads. I ain't sure, but I got a hunch the man you're looking for is where I got this map marked." It isn't signed.
Well, that sounds the way Slugger Dunn would write.
Yeah, and the envelope is addressed to the yellow-haired kid. That's you, Terry.
Well, I don't know why Mr. Dunn should help us find Mr. Dillon.
Just who is this fellow?
Dunn? Well, he's working for Baron de Plexus.
Yeah, we met Dunn on the train coming to Laokai.
It's all a puzzle to me, Mr. King.
And let me see the note, please. No.
Tune it up.
Well, I wonder if we should pay a visit to Baron de Plexus.
What?
Oh, I don't mean a social call. I mean we ought to have a look-see at the secret airfield. After what Mr. Kane has told us about the Baron's plans, well...
I think Mr. Ryan's suggestion is good. There are some good reasons for this note and map being sent to you. Lee, you say it might be from this,
Slugger Dunn?
Slugger Dunn, yes. Well, why should he send you a message? Is it possible that he plans to double-cross his boss, the Baron? And why should the message be sent to Madame Sude's hotel early this morning?
I wish I knew all those answers. Of course, when that message and map were delivered at the hotel for me, well, Pat and I were back down below ground, trapped with you.
Well, that proves something. It proves that Slugger Dunn didn't know where we were. He thought we were at the hotel.
That's right.
Gentlemen, this is all a puzzle. And sitting here any longer won't solve it. I vote that we start back along the trail. I can show you a shortcut across the deflector's property. Takes us directly to his airfield.
Well, then let's get going. I'm kind of steamed up about a visit, old sourpuss. I figure we owe him something for the trouble we've been through.
But, Pat, Dylan Kane doesn't think deflector is the one who kept him prisoner down there beneath the temple.
I don't think so, but of course it might have been the Baron.
Well, now look. The Baron is the front man for the Dragon Lady. And that's the reason enough to butt in. And that's our real job, Mr. Kane, to get the Dragon Lady.
And a very laudable job, too, I should say. But have you not heard of Sanjak?
Who?
Sanjak. Now, I don't know if I pronounced the name correctly, but have you not heard of the name?
Sounds like something you take for a headache.
Well, Sanjak is a headache.
But who is he, or she, or whoever it is?
Sanjak is fully as clever and as dangerous as the Dragon Lady. They're bitter enemies.
Sanjak is a woman?
I believe so. I know very little about her, but I do know she operates against the Dragon Lady. The natives at the Heatherstone Plantation have mentioned her name in whispers. Nobody seems to know who she is, how she works.
Sounds like a ghost story, Mr. Kane.
Yeah, perhaps it is, but after living here in Indochina, I've come to expect almost anything. And this rival of the Dragon Lady is no ghost.
But how come you brought up the name of this woman, Sanjak? If she's a rival of the Dragon Lady, then she must be on our side.
No, no, not at all. She's smart enough to use you and Mr. Ryan and, well, even April, as pawns in a fight against the Dragon Lady. She might use me. In fact, I think she has.
Well, I don't quite follow you, sir.
Well, let me put it this way. I said I didn't think Baron Deflexus was the one who trapped me in the temple and brought me food and water every day or so. I have a belief that it was this mysterious Sanjak.
Ah, I see. Because you disappeared, Deflexus might be accused of getting rid of you.
Yes, sir. Sanjak will resort to all kinds of tricks to make trouble for the Dragon Lady or anyone who works with her. Sanjak will rob and kill and do anything to wreck and destroy.
I see.
Well, enough of this idle talk. Let's all get started while it's still daylight. It'll be dark by the time we arrive. I want you to see the deflector's airfield. Let's head over this way.
We'd better get there pretty soon, Mr. Kane. Sun's going down. It's going to be dark soon.
So much the better for us, Jerry.
But what can we do? I mean, we're armed, but there's only five of us against the Baron's gang.
Let's worry about that when we get to the airfield, Jerry. Is it much farther, Mr. Kane? There's a path leading to a narrow wooden bridge. Do we take that?
Yes, sir. That's the way we go. We cross the bridge. Your key is just a little creek beneath, and then we come to a spot where we can get a good view of the entire airfield.
I'd better be sure that Carney and Big Snoop are coming along behind us. There's no time for us to get lost.
Well, I'm not looking for a fight with the Deflexus mob yet. Are you, Mr. Kane?
Well, frankly, no. But we better be prepared for trouble, Mr. Ryan. The unexpected always happens in these parts. I've been around too long to expect otherwise.
Well, this is all the Deflexus' property, I take it.
Yes, sir. It's a big place. As big as the Heatherstone Plantation where I was manager. As soon as we get beyond this bridge, you'll see the airfield.
Hey, what's that? Where's the fire?
So that's the alarm signal. So that's the vehicle.
Boy. That made me jump a foot. An alarm signal, boss? You got this plantation wired for sound?
Look here, Mr. Dunn. You might be interested. Somebody's crossed the small bridge to the north of the field. The weight of their footsteps made contact with the electric wire underneath the span. And here in the airplane hangar, a bearing.
Well, how do you know?
Oh, the signal box. Small number drops down. Number 5. That indicates the bridge location. Somebody has stepped on that bridge.
Well, maybe it ain't nobody important.
Oh, important has nothing to do with it. We could move the 100 pounds weight on that bridge to make the contact that will ring this bell. Oh, youth of old times.
Yeah. Seeing as how we're expecting that plane with the gold. I thought your plans were so well organized, boss.
Baron, they are. They are. In the hour, the plane should be back here with its passengers and their gold. There won't be any mishap.
Yeah? Well, what about this here alarm signal?
Well, anyone who's here when the plane lands can be a witness against us. But a dead trespasser is. Well, just a dead trespasser. Wait, that's the plane signal. Must be coming in to make a landing. That's the pilot, I'm sure.
Sending a signal. Yes. Yes, you've made contact. Come in.
Reflective. Go ahead. Very well. I will proceed, my son. We'll be ready for you.
Well, Mr. Dunn,
our plans are about to bear fruit. That was my pilot. He just radioed me. The plane has its passengers and the gold. It will set down here very soon.
Yeah, but what about
if somebody is trying to interfere with what I am doing? Everybody at this field has their orders to shoot any stranger who comes in sight. Maybe it's Sergeant, but I doubt it. He wouldn't take the risk of coming here.
Well, we can't stay now.
Well, gentlemen, there's the airfield. You can get a good view from this spot.
Well, that's the hangar over there. Somebody's in the place. I can see a light.
There's a darn small plane. It must be another plane, a larger plane, to catch us at the time you told us.
Yes, there is a larger ship. Job is to fly to certain spots in China, pick up wealthy refugees for their gold, bring them here.
And then Deflectors and his gang take all the gold and turn the refugees loose in the jungle, eh?
Yes, sir. Right now, I suspect that the big plane must be away after the loot. That's a suspected back to him.
Well, then I move we wait here a while. Until the big plane returns. Then we can rush him and catch the whole mob red-handed.
That takes a lot of nerve, Mr. Ryan.
Well, Pat Scott. Well, I'm going to think of it, maybe Swift Axel will turn the switch. Besides, we can surprise him. And that's important.
And you think we've gotten this far unobserved? You think Detectives knows nothing about it?
I don't see how he could. But I'm willing to throw in the cat. If he says, let's go in and bend the Baron's nose, then I'm all for it.
Ah, but the Baron is expecting company. He's expecting somebody, although he doesn't know if Terry and Pat and the others. And meanwhile, a plane with passengers and gold is due to arrive. I'll tell you more about all this in just a moment. You know, there's no time like right now to start drinking Libby's tomato juice. It tastes so wonderful and it's got so many vitamins that you want to drink a big, cold glass full every single day. Breakfast is a dandy time to drink it. Ask your mother to start serving Libby's tomato juice for breakfast or any time of day. Remember, everybody, patriotic Americans buy United States defense bonds and stamps. I hope each one of you boys and girls pasted another defense stamp in your book today. Well, Sonjak, woman rival of the Dragon Lady. Doesn't that sound like thrills in a great big way? Well, you're going to meet this clever, surprising, and dangerously different person very soon, possibly tomorrow. Perhaps you can guess how and where you'll meet her. Meanwhile, there's big stuff popping at the Detectives Airfield. So stand by tomorrow for your share of radio's best transcribed adventures.